Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On all things franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I am your host today. As always, I love to introduce you to franchises that are in industries that you might not have necessarily thought would be available in a franchise model. Today we're going to be talking about security. I want to provide you a bit of information. Security services industry in the U.S. in 2020 is expected to be a $39.1 billion, that's with a B, folks, billion-dollar industry, and it's expected to increase another 1.4%. So my guest today is going to be sharing with you more about this fast-growing industry, and that's Rob Gazzola, and he is the Chief Marketing Officer of Surveillance Secure Franchise. Surveillance Secure Franchise services the electronic security needs of commercial, retail, education, and government clients. Help me in welcoming Rob. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Yeah, we talked a little bit in the green room, Rob, how so many times people are surprised at some of the industries that are represented in the franchise model. And surveillance and security is certainly one of those. So talk to me a little bit about the company, if you would.
Certainly. So Surveillance Secure, as you mentioned, we are 100% focused on the commercial electronic security market. So we are not focused on the residential or like security guards, executive protection. We're focused the full suite of electronic security. So that's a full option of surveillance camera systems, access control systems to get into buildings, control perimeters. And we're also increasingly doing much more in the video and audio analytics. Most people might be familiar with facial and license plate recognition technology, but there are many others such as heat map, gunshot detection. We can analyze traffic. I mean, the intelligence now that can be analyzed is huge. So that's sort of the umbrella of the services that we provide. And our headquarters business has been in business since 2006. So our franchise is based on a very well-established, successful security firm. And we have seen some very attractive trend lines in the industry that led us to launch our franchise opportunity.
So, Rob, it's clear you guys have been in the business since 2006. So I'm certain that you've seen some trends. What are some of those trends you've seen over the last, since 2006, I guess?
Sure. Well, especially in the last 3 to 4 years, are certain trend lines we saw that were definitely picking up steam. First of all, just from a high level, as you alluded to, has just been the overall demand in the commercial market. Obviously, in our country today, we know between schools and businesses and obviously other organizations, just the demand for security has grown exponentially. And as that need has grown, it is less what we call sort of a round peg in a round hole. People are not saying, I just need a couple cameras. They're saying, I got a problem. I have a challenge. Mm-hmm. I need to see this. I need to prevent this. I need to have shorter, response times. I don't know what the correct solution is. So they are looking for a company that can provide a consultative approach, who can propose the right technology and listen to their needs and obviously look forward, be forward thinking, as opposed to being one and done. You know, with our industry, we have seen certain verticals that we focus on that have a growing, recurring need for security. So electronic security, there's going to be new locations, there's going to be upgrades, new capabilities, and that's obviously been something that we've been looking to, you know, aggressively meet those needs. And then another very attractive component has been the growth in technology that has led to a very attractive recurring revenue component to our model. So, you know, as the commercial sector grows, and the reason why we focus on the commercial sector is that they are very accustomed to paying for service plans in terms of having a reliable partner for on-site support. The growth in the video analytics, you know, when there's software that's installed on cameras, that becomes, there is maintenance required. They're paying for monitoring services, and almost a significant game changer in the security industry has been the cloud. Increasingly, clients are not looking for less on-site hardware, less on-site servers and equipment, and they want things to be cloud-based. That goes for access control and cameras. So when things are cloud-based, clients are going to pay a monthly service fee per door, per camera, per month. So that trend line has led to a very nice, attractive, recurring revenue stream. So all of those components that we've seen over the last several years, plus we've seen a good number of, I guess, industry competitors that have come up short on the service model as well. All of those elements that we brought, you know, to the market, we saw significant success and trend lines that were only going to be increasing going forward.
So, Rob, do you notice that there are more companies that are operating or reaching out to you in a crisis mode and more being a little more proactive with their having a plan?
So part of our model, again, is to become the preferred security partner for these firms. So they are going to reach out to you when they're planning long term. They're going to reach out to you when they have an urgent crisis and everything in between. So I'll give examples that, you know, obviously with the COVID, everything that's been going on over the last several weeks, we've had a lot of our property manager clients call us and saying, I need assistance to lock down the fitness center in our facility and gyms and certain areas that needed to be done. And because our service plan and because our security we install can be accessed and managed remotely, we were able to respond in minutes for clients that needed that assistance. And when those crisis requirements come up and you're able to respond quickly and effectively, you know, clients will absolutely remember that for years to come. And there are other areas where clients have said, I need help, I need assistance, we're quick, we're responsive, and that is exactly what's needed in the security industry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what size companies do you usually target? What would be the perfect size of your ideal company?
Well, I would say, you know, generally more medium to larger clients, because again, we're not necessarily focused on smaller businesses that maybe just need two or three cameras where it's, you know, not as, the needs aren't as complex. But when we start looking at, for example, in healthcare, senior centers, daycares, hospitals, under, you know, the, you know, on the corporate side, we do a lot when there's companies like Pepsi and elsewhere that have distribution centers, retail centers, again, that recurring need. And I'll tell you, even other industries have grown. We've started working recently with a cannabis client that has manufacturing facilities, transportation, retail. So the industries that have multiple points that they need the support, and generally that trends, you know, sort of mid-level and higher in terms of sizes of clients.
Mm-hmm. So let's now talk a little bit about the franchise piece of it. Now that we've got some of the listeners on board with exactly what service you offer, let's talk a little bit about the franchise piece of it. First of all, it sounds as though that this is a very could be a very technical franchise. What kind of training do you offer your franchisees when they come on board?
Sure. Well, that's a common question about how much technical requirements. So the first thing I'd like to address is that for our candidates, we do not require security industry background, IT industry background. What we do require is really somebody who is able to manage a team, manage a product, is very customer focused, can build relationships, and is willing to learn a system and a process. Our franchisees are going to be hiring technicians and team members who understand the ins and outs of the technology, but the franchisee is going to be dealing with business owners, property managers, security directors from a consultative approach and providing the solutions rather than needing the full knowledge of the technology. But for training, we are we have a several week onboarding process in terms of training for our franchisees, both from an operational standpoint and then obviously on the technology. So they have a working knowledge of the cameras, of the access control, of the analytics, what they do, when they do it, how they do it. So we want to make sure that they're armed with the knowledge and the ability to provide those types of solutions. But the training end-to-end, we are helping obviously from the operational standpoint, administration, marketing, financial controls. So it's a full 2 week onboarding training and then 1 week with them. And then obviously training never stops, especially being in the technology space. We have regular communication, regular webinars, regular calls to continue the training. And again, the communication is vital for our franchise network.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they're bringing on new technicians as well. How does that training go?
Sure. So first of all, a lot of candidates ask, well, how am I going to be able to hire a technician? How do I find them? So
right.
We have a full online HR system by which job descriptions are posted on job boards to get candidates, to vet them. And when they come on board, it's all automated. We can do the background checks, take all their information. So first of all, in terms of finding the candidates, hiring them, vetting them, full system, full process in place. Once they're hired, then we have a training process by which they're going to be trained not only on our technology and installation procedures, but we also have a CRM software application that all franchisees use, our headquarters use, by which obviously all the technicians can do their time tracking. They take the pictures of their job. They do everything that's needed so that we can run the entire operation. So they're trained technically, and they're also trained to use our software so the franchisee can manage all aspects of their business. And centrally, we're also able to provide the customer service and support that we need. So very hands-on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense that if you are helping companies with their digital needs, that you certainly would want to run your company with, the higher level digital software and process out there to make sure that you're secure as well.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're dealing with the commercial market, they need to have the expectations that you are providing commercial grade, state-of-the-art, best-in-class technology, installation, and service. So when we launched our franchise, we knew there were two areas we definitely had to incorporate. One was customer service, the other was marketing. So with our franchise model, we provide a centralized customer service and IT support center. And this is franchisor provided, meaning it's our people, our team, rather than something that we outsource. Because we've crunched our own data over the last several years, and we found about 45% of all the customer service calls that come in can be fixed remotely. Saying, my camera's out of focus, my key card's not working, I need help locking down the fitness center. And those are all things, because everything is online and we have that information, we can fix remotely. So as much as we can take those customer service inquiries and address them centrally so the franchisee doesn't have to, The franchisee then is free to make more money, get more business. And then if it requires the franchisee or technicians to have local follow-up, our call center can then create a service ticket through the CRM system that then funnels down to their technicians for local follow-up, and they can easily use that to track their time, bill against that. And then also our customer service center, we also have IT professionals, because now sometimes technology on the security side needs to be integrated or there are technical requirements. So we provide a higher level support for the technicians of our franchisees. Mm-hmm. So we can support them to meet those needs and make sure that they're getting that higher level support. So again, the franchisee doesn't have to hire an IT, Microsoft IT certified professional. We can do that for them. So that's a whole centralized model for the service. So that way customers have a consistent surveillance secure process. Somebody always answers the phone, smooth process for service tickets. So that's something we've incorporated, which is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the marketing side, you know, obviously we want our processes for our franchisee to build the relationships with the business owners, the security professionals, the property managers, but obviously that takes time. In the meantime, we know that there's a lot of search traffic for people looking for security needs now. And personally, that's what I've been running. I've been running the digital marketing campaign for Surveillance Secure for over 10 years, and it has been an extremely effective campaign for lead generation on getting search traffic. So we are incorporating a very aggressive, robust digital marketing campaign for each franchise in their territory. Standalone website, search engine advertising, writing new content, social, local PR, everything that's needed. Because again, in the commercial sector, one, we want to find them online. The second is they're going to look at this website and saying, who is this firm? Who is this company? Are they good at what they do? So we don't have a single page saying we do business security. We have individual pages on solar cameras, covert cameras, thermal cameras that shows that we really know what we're doing on different types of access control and analytics. So somebody's looking, saying, this is obviously a firm that knows what they're doing. Plus, we're going to write a lot of content talking about the projects that they've done in their territory, the shopping malls, the business locations, the churches, the synagogues, the hospitals. So again, people are looking and saying, wow, they're very active in my territory, very well established. They know what they're doing. That's somebody I want to talk to. And that's where a lot of security firms really come up short. They're not very aggressive on the marketing, not very effective. And that's exactly what we want to have our franchisees be able to utilize from day one.
You know, Rob, some of the areas that you've been describing that that Surveillance Secure covers, it sounds very complicated. Do you have a way to help support the new franchisee when it comes to providing an estimate to a prospect?
Absolutely. So we have a system and a process. Like with any new business, obviously there's a learning curve. So initially, we're going to explain when you're visiting a location or a site, this is the information you need to collect. Take pictures, diagrams, get the information that's needed, and then we would work with them to develop the estimate so they understand, okay, if there's a particular camera, I need to be able to see 20 feet away, 200 feet away. Do I need to see indoors, outdoors? These are the questions they need to be able to answer. And then we can determine the right camera, the right system, and other requirements. So there's a full level of support, both from our support team and leadership, and also from our suppliers and manufacturers to help them develop the estimates. And obviously the longer they go, the more that they're going to be able to do it themselves, but it's very heavy upfront and talk about the right solution and helping them to understand the variables that are involved with creating those estimates.
Yeah, it just is something that is, I would think, from a layman's standpoint, they identify additional needs as they go along, or maybe you're able to pinpoint possibly weak areas or areas where they're more vulnerable, where they hadn't even thought about.
Well, that's a good point when you talk about things they haven't thought about. How do our franchises differentiate themselves from competitors? So obviously sometimes clients are saying, look, I need 12 cameras because I need to see all this area. And a lot of competitors be like, sure, you need 12 cameras. I'll put up your 12 cameras, take their check, they're done, one and done. For us, we might actually say, well, instead of the 12, we can maybe actually do it with 7 cameras because certain cameras have this additional functionality. So you can do it with less and better functionality and better features. And then additionally, you know, a big game changer in security is the analytics, the intelligence, the capability that's being, you know, available now. And again, that type of recognition is software that can be uploaded and worked into the camera system. So it doesn't take a whole nother set of hardware. So for example, we had a retail client that had a large department store floor, and, you know, they were looking at, you know, different type of cameras and things that could be covered. And it was primarily for shoplifting and loss prevention in their mindset. So in addition to discussing the cameras, we were able to propose heat map analytics. And what that is software including the cameras. So by having that capability, the client was then able to easily aggregate all of the foot traffic of their customers on the department store floor. And they could see where customers, what retail displays in front of, what products were they touching? Did they like the blue dress? Did they like the orange dress? And from that insight, they were able to optimize their displays and sell more products. And they told us, like, we've talked to 5 different companies, security companies, and you're the only one that actually even gave us that idea. So it's not only just the technology, it's saying here's some additional capabilities that you might want to think about. And it's things that can be integrated in the hardware we're already putting in. So the analytics is a huge differentiator. We're providing the solutions that most clients have no idea that it's out there. But that's the kind of narrative that our franchisees will be armed with, saying here's some things you can think about. And maybe they don't have the budget today. They can install the cameras, but it can be upgraded in a year when they do their budget for next year. And then clients are saying, wow, you're not just trying to get my check for that initial 10-camera job. You're thinking about my needs. You're looking forward. You really are positioning yourself as a partner.
Absolutely. And it sounds like it could, you're talking about something that could help a company or a business with some of their marketing strategies.
Well, we call it a lot of the operational insight. So sometimes, you know, people want to know how long did people have to wait to get into their restaurant? Did the servers come from the right side versus the left side so they can monitor and see what's going on? There's other times there's, you know, compliance issues that, you know, they're able to see. And on the compliance side, another example, we had a hospital client where they had a hallway at the bottom that was an emergency exit route. And it turned out that we had cameras monitoring that, but a lot of the cleaning people were leaving their carts and everything at the end of the hallway, which on multiple times they got fined and cited by the fire marshal when they got inspected because it was blocking an exit route. So, you know, rather than having a security professional constantly go over there and try to figure it out and ask them to move, we put in some analytics on the camera so that we had a line that we put down the hallway. And then if something crossed that line and then crossed the line and sat there for more than 30 seconds, as if somebody left something there, a notification would go off. So then somebody could come out and say, please move it. Now, to the layman, that might sound like a pretty minuscule thing to track, but it had an outsized impact from the client because they got in trouble with, you know, the fire marshal, they got fined. And, you know, it was a compliance issue. So it's not always a massive undertaking. It's understanding what is the problem, what is the solution for, you know, this particular business, this organization, this challenge. And that's when you're shows that you're really listening to their particular needs. And franchisees can pick that up pretty quickly, saying, here's a capability you might want to consider. And that's a big differentiator for us in the marketplace.
You're not just providing equipment and installation of that equipment. I love the fact that you are coming in more as a consultant than just, you know, like I said, selling equipment and putting it up. It's totally different, Rob. I really am impressed with the services that you're offering your clients.
Well, again, that's what we see a lot in the marketplace, you know, in security. You have a lot of what we kind of refer to as two guys in a truck, a lot of smaller transactional type providers. They're like, you need 10 cameras, I'll give you 10 cameras. But again, a lot of times they propose maybe what's the cheapest or what's proprietary, what they happen to have on staff. You know, it's there's a lot of firms that are, you know, kind of focused just on the immediate needs and what's the most money I can make today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to give an example, there's a large retirement home client that has facilities throughout the East Coast. 6 years ago, they had we had our first project. It was for one camera. Again, initial needs, a lot of companies won't even pick up the phone. It's not worth their while. But we did that one camera. And since then, they're building new facilities throughout in multiple states. We've done 18 projects. And the project that we got about 4 months ago is close to $500,000. So because they're building a whole new complex and they're saying, look, this was, and that was a non-bid sole sourced project. They're saying, because, you know, companies don't want to source 3, 4, 5 security firms for their different facilities and needs. Because then there's different technology, different points of contact for customer service, different needs. And that's something that they're saying, look, I want a consistent provider. And one other component with our franchise model is that while obviously our franchises get exclusive right to their large protected territories, they can actually grow with their clients outside of their territory. Because again, the needs for commercial security don't stop at a territory line. They don't stop at a state line. They don't even stop at national borders. So as they grow relationships with their clients in their respective territories, clients are going to come and saying, look, you've done great work for us here. We also have a facility in Dallas. We have a facility in Seattle. We have one in Milwaukee and Orlando. Can you help us? And the answer is going to be yes. With our model, franchisees don't compete. They collaborate. So they would work with the Surveillance Secure franchise in the other city for the installation, then they get to grow the relationship, get more recurring revenue from the service plan, and make the clients happy because they have a consistent provider with Surveillance Secure.
And I want to let the listeners know that this is a really big deal because there are franchises out there that if a client comes to you and they have a location in Dallas or Seattle, you would have to turn those over to the respective franchisees in those areas. You're not able to keep that. So that is great incentive, Rob, for someone to go after, I want to say, the big fish, you know, the whales, where they do have multiple locations and you could expand into offering those services outside of your existing territory. So that's great that you guys are encouraging your franchisees to do that for sure.
Well, that's the need of the commercial market. That's why we focused on commercial. They will grow. They will add new facilities. Their business grows and you grow with them. And we've seen it firsthand. And as we add new franchise, we're able to introduce our clients saying, yes, we can now support you in this market. Do you have colleagues, people that we could follow up with in that respective territory? And it's already worked for several of our clients, and they're very happy that they can expand the relationship with Surveillance Secure because they've been very happy with our service and support and technology.
Certainly. Rob, we need to take a real quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd love to hear a few more of your stories, maybe where you have offered some services, again, that were unique and not something that all businesses need, but you became creative. And I know you've got some of those stories out there. So when we come back, we're going to hear more about Surveillance Secure from Rob Gazzola.
Mm. Ready to update your tired old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to call Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. Gambone's does all phases of remodeling, specializing in kitchen and bath remodels. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements is a company you can trust. Family owned and operated with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Gambone's today, 832-437-8898, or check them out on the web at gamboneschi.com. That's gamboneschi.com. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, where you will get quality work at a quality price.
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to jestfoundation.org.
Have you ever been moved by a speaker who touches your heart? What are the unique talents that set them apart from other speakers? Do they have some magic formula for connecting? Do you want to become that kind of speaker? Dr. Vicky High and Linda Ballesteros have a winning combination to present speakers that want people coming back for more. Together, they command a room, engage with audiences, and value laughter as a means to educate, inform, and entertain. If you'd like to learn from these two experts, join us to become a speaker who leaves the stage with Love That Speaker on everyone's lips. Email us at lovethatspeaker@gmail.com for more details. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
Welcome back to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros, and we're talking about security today with Rob Gazzola from Surveillance Secure. So, Rob, when we broke for commercial break, I asked if you had some stories that you could tell us about maybe some clients that you've had that had specific needs.
Sure. So, you know, some that are a little more timely in the obviously in the situation we're in today. We had recently some property management clients call and saying that they needed a solution to upgrade and change their access control systems for their apartment buildings and community complexes and front gates from a touchpad to something touchless for obvious reasons. So we were able to work with them to quickly, we didn't have to rip out the whole system. We could selectively upgrade certain components to work. One moved into a key fob, and another one we can actually upgrade it to do Bluetooth. People can use their phones instead to access buildings. It's app-based. So, again, that was something where they needed a quick upgrade on infrastructure. They didn't obviously foresee that need coming, but we're able to move quickly and do that kind of upgrade to get them that need. So that was something that came up pretty quick. We had another client that was looking for a solution to manage and monitor a lot of the traffic, you know, traffic patterns. It was a local government client. So again, historically, they kind of had to manually watch hours of traffic and try to, you know, discern certain elements. But we were able to not only put in the cameras that could get the high resolution images from a distance, but we provided some analytics that very quickly, in a nutshell, you can watch 3 hours of traffic in 3 minutes, and then you can easily select, say, I want to see all trucks that are pickups that are orange in the second lane from the left. Mm. And just with a few clicks, that is automatically segmented and everything else is removed. So when looking to do their planning for traffic purposes, for investment, what's needed, you know, they were able to see very quickly how many trucks are on the road, how many motorcycles, time of day. So it saved them an enormous amount of time and effort to analyze what's going on in the roads. And another example is, you know, we work with retail clients in restaurants and so forth, and some of them were having some challenges with their point of sale system. Sometimes there was suspicious activity, fraud, chargebacks. They were worried about loss prevention. So we were able to install analytics and cameras that tied into their point of sale so that every transaction that was done on a register would automatically sync with the video clip at that time so they could see exactly what happened, as opposed to having a 5-foot printout of paper receipts on one side, and the other side you got a monitor, you're trying to match up the time from the video camera. It's all tied together. So, you know, 11 a.m., there was a suspicious, you know, activity. I'm not sure why there was a chargeback. The video was right then and there, and they could see actually what happened. So, again, in terms of saving them money and able to identify problem areas quickly and efficiently as opposed to manually trying to piece everything together. Obviously, that doesn't work too well. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a third one is we had a commercial client, and because of where it was located and zoning, they were not able to install a perimeter fence. They were close to some residential areas, and they weren't allowed to. So with the cameras, we were able to install functionality so that we could detect perimeter violations. Again, they didn't care necessarily during business hours. It was at night. So if somebody were to cross a particular line or a certain area, that could be detected right away. And it could see through night. It could see through rain. It could see through fog. But then also we integrated audio recording so that if a trigger was happened between, let's say, midnight and 7 a.m., there could be automatic recording saying, you know, you are trespassing, you are violating, the police have been notified, something along those lines, as opposed to someone just keep on going. So there are multiple audio signatures that could be triggered based on events, based on time of day. And again, that was a specific area where they were not allowed to build a perimeter fence, but it gave them that kind of functionality and capability to manage access to their perimeter.
Rob, this is all so very fascinating to me because it is certainly a step above what most people think of when they think of security, commercial security. A lot of them just think, oh, it's the, you know, cameras, or maybe it's a, you know, the lights that come on and off. But this is so very sophisticated that it I can see where companies would really appreciate your you working with them so that you could bring options that, again, they may not have thought about. If somebody is listening right now, Rob, and they're thinking, I agree with Linda, this is really fascinating, I'd like to know more about this, how would they find out more about Surveillance Secure as well as get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, the easiest way is to go to our website, which would be surveillancesecurefranchise.com. That's the easiest way to get a lot of information. We have videos, we have testimonials from our other franchisee, we have a blog, a lot of information. Or they could also just call us directly. Again, our toll-free number for our franchise line is 877-405-4997. Or they could email us at franchise@surveillancesecure.com. So multiple ways to learn more and to get in touch.
Wonderful. Rob, we're down to the last three questions of the show. The first one is, if there's someone listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, What would you suggest that they do to prepare for this process?
Well, I would say, obviously, where we are now in terms of preparing for the concepts, one is it's got to be something that you're willing to learn, honestly see the opportunity, can get excited about. Now, going forward, I would probably say a good thing to look at is it the industry recession resistant? Mm-hmm. Is there forecast growth in terms of, you know, the coming months, coming years? You know, so I would look at merging both your professional interests, what you're willing to learn, willing to do, and obviously the trend lines of the industry. Is it positioned well to give you that opportunity to succeed in the coming months and years?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a great point because, as I had mentioned at the top of the show, that, you know, the security services industry is certainly a strong one here in the U.S., but it's also, and they anticipate that it will be growing and getting stronger. So the second question here is, what are two traits that make us successful? And you may have addressed some of this, that make a successful franchisee.
Well, obviously there's different models, but speaking for our own, the first and foremost, the absolute crucial is having, you know, a fanatical devotion to both customer service and to building customer relationships. Again, we are not the one-off transactional. Listen, learn, respond. Be there when they need you. That is a personality trait that absolutely is crucial. This is not an introverted role. This is not something you're doing remotely. You got to be obviously focused on that area. And then, you know, on another trait, I'd say you need to be able to, obviously you have your own focus, but if you haven't done before, you got to think about it, you got to manage, be able to manage people. Because again, you're going to have teams of technicians, salespeople, people in your office, and this is going to grow significantly over the years. So you need to be able to listen, be able to work with them, help their needs, because again, they're not doing the same thing every day. They're going to have their own challenges, and they're going to look to you as the business owner to help them and obviously be there, because you want these employees to stay with you for years. And we've seen how that model works, and we'll train them to do that, but that's something you need to look at as well. So customer facing and also internal facing in terms of your team, your employees, and obviously being there for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, coming out of corporate myself, I would have to say that it gives the customer, especially the corporate customer, some comfort level when they see the same technician every time, because they build a relationship with that technician. That technician becomes an extension mm-hmm. of the company
right.
as well. Yeah. Yeah. Very good point.
Absolutely.
So the final question here is, what does the future look like for franchising?
Well, again, I'm going to kind of speak to it through a little in my lens, but I think a big future development in franchising is going to involve technology. I mean, technology just impacts every aspect of our life. And I think the number of franchises that are in technology, I think, is very small as an overall focus, but is definitely going to grow. And it's a little different model compared from the traditional, perhaps food service or other services, but how can the provision, the maintenance, the support, the upgrades of technology and multiple aspects of our business be franchised? I definitely see that as an opportunity and one to get in front of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rob, one more time, if someone's looking to get more information about Surveillance Secure, how would they do that?
Sure. You can go to our website at surveillancesecurefranchise.com. That's where you can get all the information. Or if you like, you can give us a call directly at 877-405-4997. Or last and not least, you could email us directly at franchise@surveillancesecure.com. And again, my name is Rob Gazzola, and I'm the point of contact and happy to have a conversation with anyone who'd like to learn more.
Wonderful. Rob, thanks again for being on the show today. And I must say, I've learned a lot about security.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to everybody. We're very bullish on the concept, and we think there's a lot of opportunity for the right candidate. So appreciate your time today.
Absolutely, Rob. So, folks, security is more, like I said before, security is more than just cameras when you start talking to about surveillance secure. And I want to leave you with a quote. You know, I always do that. So this quote is, business should absolutely set aside funding in their budget to secure for security consultants. Unless there's an expert on staff, and there usually isn't, it needs to be outsourced. And that's exactly the service that Surveillance Secure offers, is the consulting aspect of being able to walk into a company and maybe point out some things that the company had not thought about. Maybe they, and as Rob mentioned, they may not have the money to do that today, but they could put it in the budget, just like this quote says. And this quote is by an entrepreneur, Kevin Mitnick. So again, folks, I really appreciate you joining me today and look forward to you seeing you next time on All Things Franchising.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.